Let's turn to our main topic this morning, the best local music so far of 2013. We'll be talking jazz to hip-hop and rock and all of it. Our panel of very fine critics this morning, Michelle Bacon. She is editor of the Deli magazine, Kansas City, a nationally based online magazine about local music. Michelle, welcome to the show. So good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Bill Brownlee's back. He's a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com, Kansas City's top jazz blog. Bill, nice to have you too. Welcome
back. Good morning.
Back.
Thanks.
Chris Agarian is here. He's with Inc. Magazine, and he puts out a music podcast at The Mailbox. Chris, welcome back to you too.
Thanks for having me back.
How's the music, Chris? How's it going out there these days?
It's going well, and me and Bill were talking before we came in here of how it's kind of a crazy weekend of stuff, and we were talking that this originally was going to be the big Can Rocks this weekend, coming up this weekend, and so a lot of those bands that were originally on that bill are stopping off in town, in addition to some really great Kansas City and Lawrence band shows as well.
What happened to Can's Rockus?
Can Rockus. I just didn't all come together, unfortunately, and I wish it would have been. And we were just looking at the forecast for the weekend. It says Saturday it's supposed to be 84 degrees, which is about 20 degrees cooler than it was out there in 2011. And that was an awesome time then, and it would have been great to take that weather on. But it just didn't work out. But, you know, there are a lot of those shows coming through town this weekend. Down at Power and Light, there's a show, and out at Starlight, Edward Sharp and ZZ Ward are at Crossroads. And so we've gotten a lot of the benefit of it, just not in one spot.
A lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff.
Let's go to your list here. And Michelle Bacon, why don't you start us off here with the Pedia Jets and something from the track What's in Between?
Okay.
The disc, What's in Between.
This is actually the Pedal Jets.
Pedal Jets.
Pedal
I'm sorry.
Jets.
Pedal Jets.
Yeah. My writing might be bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, the Pedal Jets have been around for 23 years, and actually What's in Between is the first full-length album they've done of new original musics in the last 23 years, I believe. So What's in Between is a great, solid power pop album. Their sound hasn't really changed. It's evolved in the sense to where it's more commanding, and it's a very timeless sound that they have.
Okay.
So the track that I'm playing is Riverview. It's the second track off What's in Between, and it was just released yesterday on vinyl and on CD.
Okay, this is from the Pedal Jets, right?
Yes.
The Pedal Jets, the track Riverview from their new album, What's in Between. Bill Brownlee, tell us about the Matt Cain Trio.
As you know, Steve, Ahmad Al-Adin, the great Kansas City saxophonist, one of the last links to Kansas City's jazz heyday, died in 2010. And because, in spite of his greatness, he never made much of a national impression, there was a danger that he might be forgotten. But one of the musicians who worked with him was named Matt Cain. Matt Cain was in Kansas City for a long time, drumming for Al-Adin, for Ida Macbeth, for the McFadden Brothers. And he's in New York now, but he came back in April to release his new album called Suit Up. Chuck Haddix of KCUR wrote the liner notes for the album, by the way. And on this album, there are a couple Al-Adin tracks, including one called 21st Century Rag that captures a lot of Al-Adin's spirit. You know, it's conventional mainstream jazz, but with that Al-Adin twist that's kind of modern and forward-thinking.
I remember it well. Well, let's listen to the Matt Cain Trio. This is 21st Century Rag.
Thank you.
the Matt Cain Trio. Who are those guys? Matt Cain.
Matt Cain's the drummer, mm-hmm. and it's a couple guys he gigs with in New York City, an organist and a guitarist. And, yeah, they have one or two weekly gigs there in New York as performing in this organ trio, and, you know, they all have their separate things, but...
You don't hear organ trios very often anymore.
No, but, you know,
Count
here
Basie
in the,
used to do it.
Yes, and, you know, here in Kansas City, we have Everett Devan.
That's right.
Who does it, and there's a young guy named Chris Hazelton, who is a student of Everett's, and you can catch either one of those guys most any week in town.
That sounds good. Chris Agarian with Ink Magazine. Let's go to the band Cowboy Indian Bear. I think you've talked about them before.
I have. When you had us on here last time, was that in like February? I couldn't remember.
Could be, yeah.
The album
March, yeah.
This album hadn't come out yet. It came out in April, and now it's out, and you can buy it on iTunes or at Vinyl Renaissance or Mills Records over in Westport. But Cowboy Indian Bear's latest album is called Live Old and Die Young, and I joke that these days when the year starts, I make a folder on iTunes that's called Best of 2000 whatever. Mm-hmm. And then as I listen to music through the year, I drag and drop the songs over to that folder. And I think this is one of the first five songs into that folder this year. And the song's called Let It Down. And it's a great sample of what the whole album is. It's just such a great album. And I'm really happy for these guys. And you can hear it and download it at CowboyIndianBear.com, and like I said, it's on iTunes and available on Facebook.
All right, Cowboy Indian Bear. That's Cowboy Indian Bear from their new disc, Live Old, Die Young. Chris Agarian's first pick. We're running through some of the best local music, locally produced music of 2013 with our very good panel of critics, Michelle Bacon, Bill Brownlee, Chris Agarian. Michelle, let's come to your second one here, The Jinxed.
The Jinxed. Actually, out of my entire list, this is the only band that's not really a band per se. Mm-hmm. They're actually just kind of a super group of guys that decided to get together and record a couple songs, and this is called The Loon. It's off their digital 7-inch, which only has two songs, and both of them are great. They're members from Antennas Up and Bad Wheels on the record, and it's out of Sharp County Records, which belongs to Lynn Bone, who's in Ha Ha Tonka.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very polished song. It's just one of those pop rock songs with a classic, very melodic tone. It's got some glam rock elements in it. And as you'll notice, the song will just build. Every note enters at the perfect time. It comes in, as you'll see, with a very high-end poppy piano, guitar slide-in comes in, and then vocals are from Bobby Topaz, and he's just got this very perfect higher-range voice that kind of blows my mind.
Well,
so.
With a buildup like that, I can't wait to hear it. Okay, this
well, let's play it.
This track is The Loon from The Jinxed.
Oh,
The Jinxed, Michelle Bacon's second pick here. Bill Brownlee, another group we've talked about here in the past, the Grizzly Hand.
Steve, all three of your panelists today are head over heels in love with the Grizzly Hand.
Yes.
They are an alternative country band, which is really just a way of saying they're a real country band. they have great harmonies, great songs. Their new album is called Country Singles. It's every song is wonderful. This one is called If You Say So, showcases, you know, there's traditional harmonies and modern sensibility.
Okay. Everybody likes the Grizzly Hand, right?
Everybody likes them.
Everybody likes them. What a great song. Chris Agarian, how about the Late Night Callers? Tell us about them.
The Late Night Callers are Christoph, Gavin, Nick, and Julie. And they just put out a brand new album, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and it's called Songs for Stolen Moments. And they refer to themselves as Noir a Go-Go. And I would call it dramatic indie rock. But I found this quote on their Facebook, and I don't know who said it, but it says, "The house band at David Lynch's pool party." And that's a really good way to sum this up. Their sound is a really different sound coming out of here in Kansas City. And the album was produced right in the Crossroads District by Dwayne Trower at Weights & Measures. And if you go to their website, thelatenightcallers.com, you can actually download 3 songs free from the album. And it's available on iTunes as well. But, you know, it's just one of those bands that's always happy to see them. And it's always a little different and brings out a great crowd. And this is a song called Tourniquets from their brand new album.
All right. Late Night Callers. I like that sound. Doesn't sound like Kansas City, I guess, but
yeah.
What does Kansas City sound like anymore?
And like yeah. I said, you can download 3 tracks from that album for free at thelatenightcallers.com.
That's the Late Night Callers. Let's grab a couple more here before a break. Michelle Bacon, Schwervon,
yes. They are a fairly recent transplant from New York City to Kansas City. It's Matt Roth and Nan Turner. They're just a 2-piece band. And the one thing I like about them, out of many, is that for a 2-piece band, they have a very full, very lush sound. And this particular track is called Cyclones off their album they released last year called Courage. They've been touring all this year, and they were just in Europe. So,
okay, let's listen to Schwervon, this track, Cyclone.
This holy ride. We're floating on. This holy ride. We're
feel like I'm reawakening from a musical slump here. That's the group Schwervon. We're listening to the best local music from 2013, groups from the Kansas City area, with our very good panel today, Michelle Bacon, Bill Brownlee, and Chris Hagerian. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear a bunch more music from The Reach, The Appleseed Cast, The Architects, Tiny Horse, Silver Maggies, and a whole bunch more. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. And we're back. I'm Steve Kraske. If you missed yesterday's look at whether vitamins are helpful or hurtful and why you're more likely to get a ticket in Mission, Kansas, you can find those conversations at kcur.org. Is it right for the government to have access to your phone records? Tomorrow on the program, we'll talk with our two ethics professors about this question and a whole lot more. And Brian McTavish will swing by with his weekend to-do list. Well, this hour, we're running through a list of some of the best local music of 2013, at least so far. Michelle Bacon, Bill Brownlee, Chris Hagerian, our critics in-house, walking us through some really good music here today. Bill Brownlee, you're up next with a group called The Reach.
Yes.
Reach.
The hip-hop is clearly the definitive and most vital sound of our time, but as great as it is on record, sometimes it doesn't translate to the live environment. All too often, a rapper will show up at a gig and just yell over his pre-recorded CD. It doesn't really work very often. But here in Kansas City, a lot of rappers use live instrumentation, and it makes all the difference in the world. Reach is a member of a local conscious hip-hop crew called the Soul Providers, plays out all the time, and he sometimes is backed by his friends in the jazz group Diverse. In this case, a new recording called Live at the Record Bar, he's backed by a local funk electro jam band called Mouth. This song is called Super Stereo Blaster, and Reach is yelling, but he's yelling over a live band, which allows him to improvise, and you know, the band can respond to what he's doing.
Okay, let's listen to Reach.
Crap, super hippo, some will get him a cake. Super villains try to check, but I won't let him escape. They not getting away, not one socket on the case. Cause I'ma get him in place, make sure the ghetto is safe. Got a belt on his waist, got him some long boots. Only take a sec once I get in the phone booth. Step into that long suit, get the swell in the barn, you. Keep peddling, fella, bet if you meddle, you gon' lose. Super MC, more than just a poet. More than courageous, more than just heroics. Cause in case you didn't notice, my pen is loaded and it's stronger than a locomotive. You better know it, yep. My brother Reach, he leaves the tall buildings. When he speaks, he teaches y'all children. Superhumans meet in the street. The 5 million will still live in the sound of the street that I'm wielding. Put me in your stereo blaster, y'all can say.
That's Reach, the song Super Stereo Blaster, Bill Brownlee's third pick here. Chris Hagerian, let's move on to the Clair Audience.
Yeah, the band is Clair Audience. Am I allowed to spell that word?
Yeah.
C-L-A-I-R-A-U-D-I-E-N-T-S. It's one word, Clair Audience. And these guys, it's a six-piece band, and they have a brand new album coming out this Saturday night at Davies. They're doing the EP release show. And the name of the album is I'm a Loudmouth, You're a Puppet. And they refer to their sound as dynamic loudness underneath soaring 3- and 4-part harmonies comprised of thoughtful and heartfelt lyrics. And the album really surprised me. It went a different direction than perhaps their live shows. And it's produced by one of my favorite sound guys in town, Jeff Pickman. And it's a really polished sound from where they come, and they keep getting better. Recently they added Chase Horseman, who's in a separate project called Towers, and he's added keys to it, and there's some organ in this that I really like on the new EP, and it's in this track as well. But the name of the track we're going to play is called Back to the Sun from their brand new album, I'm a Loudmouth, You're a Puppet.
Back
That's the Claire audience, the song Back to the Sun. Great pick, man.
And again, they're playing their EP release show Saturday night at Davies, and everybody that comes gets a free download of the album.
Wow, that sounds great. We'll have a list of all of our critics' picks up on our website later today, kcur.org. Okay, that's the Claire audience. Michelle, you're up next year with the Silver Maggies.
Yeah, the Silver Maggies have been around for several years. Actually, it was Patrick Devaney's from Jayco Straps. It was his brainchild, basically. But a few years ago, he brought in Terrence Moore and Amy Farron, both of whom were in American Catastrophe. So this album they released, My Pale Horse, this year, it's a pretty good mix of all of their influences. So this particular song that I'm playing right now is called End of Time. It's a duet between Terrence and Amy. And they describe themselves as gothic country and high desert noir, if that gives you any idea of what you're in for.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and this song's kind of a murder ballad. It starts out very minimalist, and then it ends up in a very psychedelic, big sort of groove. So
all right. From the Silver Maggies. All right.
Found your head to me. Get the night. I can't forget the
it happened
night.
Long ago.
It wasn't long ago.
You are
ago.
Mine.
A vow that you bestowed upon me. Make sure he could never find a newfound life. Lashed out with all her might, put out his eyes to make him blind and lose all.
Did you call that what, gothic country?
I think it's dark gothic country and high desert noir.
Okay, I like that. That's Silver Maggie's It All Went... What was the name of that track again?
That track is called End of Time.
End of Time. Okay, I had a different one here on my list. Okay, End of Time from the Silver Maggie's. Bill Brownlee, the Appleseed cast.
The Appleseed cast have been around well over 10, maybe 20 years. They are in their tiny little corner of indie rock. They're giants. They're a big deal nationally within the people who follow post-emo...
Post-rock.
Post-rock punk stuff. Their new album is called Illumination Ritual. They're going out on tour again, starting on July 9th. Their first show is at the Riot Room.
With the Life and Times.
With the Life and Times, another band that they've clearly influenced, in fact. The new album is called Illumination Ritual. The track I've selected is an instrumental piece that's kind of typical of what they do. It's a slow, moody, atmospheric piece in keeping with what we just heard, in fact.
Okay, from the Appleseed cast. It's interesting to me, Bill, that we don't hear more instrumentals in the genre of rock or whatever, alternative music.
There was a time, as you know,
yeah,
when instrumentals were radio hits,
yeah,
and that just doesn't happen anymore.
Why?
I don't know if it's an attention span thing exactly why that's happened, but it would be fun to see instrumentals back on the top 40, wouldn't it?
Again, that group, the Appleseed cast. Chris Agarian, let's go to Cadillac Flambé.
Yeah, Cadillac Flambé, you know, it's a blues, Delta blues kind of thing. They throw out the words, not your grandpa's blues. And they played this past weekend at my birthday party at Record Bar.
Really?
And it was a good time. And actually, Chris, the lead singer right now, is probably in surgery having his knee operated on. So fast recovery, sir. But it's Chris and Havel LeBruders. It's a husband and wife on vocals and on guitar and keys. And then Michael Payne on drums and Dave Dooley on bass.
So you just snap your fingers and a group like Cadillac Flambé comes out to your birthday party, right?
No, I didn't put it together. your coworker Michael Byers together with Steve Tulipana at Record Bar. But it was an awesome time and happy they got to be a part of it. But Cadillac Flambé, this is a band that just continues to get better and better. And they play every first Saturday of the month down at the Phoenix, and they'll play a 4-hour set. And then they'll go out to Blue Springs, and there's a venue out there they play, and they'll play a 4-hour set there. And when you play enough 4-hour sets, you can become a really polished musician. And so when you only see a 45-minute set, it's like the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting out a great sound. This album is called Moving On, and it was produced by Chris Cosgrove, locally at Element Recording. And you can find music on their Facebook page. And the song we're going to hear is called Devil's Heavy 12-Gauge.
Never wonder how folks ramble. Many reasons that are known. Some for money, women all want a home. I was born an orphan child with that heavy curse, you see. I was born with the devil's crosshairs on me. Well, that cold winter's morning crept inside, and that sun was coming up bright. That warm, it crept into my bones. Lord, I knew I was not alone. Yeah, the devil came around that corner, can't let go of him as well. Oh, his look was hard and mean. Oh, that devil shot me down and left me like dead in the street.
That's the group Cadillac Flambé, Chris Agarian's fourth pick here. Okay, we're moving along here very nicely. We're talking about the best local music so far from 2013 with our critics this morning, Michelle Bacon, Bill Brownlee, Chris Agarian. Michelle Bacon, let's move to a group, The Architects.
The Architects, they've also been around for, I think the past 9 years or so. They used to be the Gadgets. They are three brothers and one not brother. but this is actually a pretty big thing for them. This is a concept album that they've been working on. It's 2 years in the making. It's a combination album and comic book series. So this is from episode 1 of 5 off Border Wars, and it's called The Shivers.
All right. The Shivers from The Architects. Bill Brownlee, let's move on to a local jazz god. His name is Pat Metheny.
Steve, sometimes, all the time, in fact, people ask me, well, you know, what happened to jazz? Where's the new Charlie Parker? Where's the new John Coltrane? Well, they're all around us, and Pat Metheny is one of them, one of the greatest musical geniuses of not just our time, but any time. He's in his late 50s now, the Lee's Summit native, is in this artistic renaissance. He's put out two incredible game-changing albums this year. One of them, it's called Tap, John Zorn's Book of Angels, Volume 20. John Zorn is a downtown New York noise art rock and jazz composer and musician. He has a series called Masada, which are compositions based on Jewish folk music. He called on Pat Metheny to perform some selections that he'd written. Pat does it by himself on this new album, along with a little bit of help from his drummer, Antonio Sanchez. This is a noisy, difficult album, but it's just spectacular. It ranges from quiet pieces to full-on, you know, walls of noise. You know, we'll only have a time to play a small selection, a small piece here, but it'll give you a slight taste of what we're in for on the album.
Let's check it out. That he's willing to take risks and go for it. I mean, why not? He's the perfect guy to do it, right?
That's right. A lot of people complain that he hasn't put out an album by his band, the Pat Metheny Group, in some time. The Pat Metheny Group does a lot of smooth type, you know, almost easy listening type things. But Pat's too busy making music that has never been made before.
Yeah, that's neat. Again, that's Pat Metheny's new one. It's titled Tap, John Zorn's Book of Angels, Volume 20. Chris Agarian, the group Not a Planet.
Yeah, Not a Planet. They're actually on the bill with Clairaudience this Saturday night at Davies. They're going to help them launch that new album. And Not a Planet recently put out their own new album called The Few, The Proud, and The Strange. And they call themselves carefully crafted and emotionally charged lyrics with swirling harmonies. And they have an interesting sound, and when Nate plays guitar, he runs it through a Leslie from a Hammond B3 that he created, some sort of amp that he rigged up, and it puts out a great sound and a nice polished sound. And one of the things we have talked about on the show before is how, when it is a local album, how important to have a professional sound on the studio album. And these guys really got it, and they recorded out at Black Lodge in Eudora, kind of a venue that the Appleseed cast made famous, perhaps, back in the day. And the guy that produced it was Michael Stout, and he's in a band called The Beautiful Bodies, who are also doing some amazing things right now. But the song we're going to hear is called Bang Goes the Gun from Not a Planet.
I've been howling at the moon.
That's the band Not a Planet, the song Bang Goes the Gun. All this music up on our website right now, kcur.org. Just go to the up-to-date page. And Michelle Bacon, I was determined to get to this group here. Tiny Horse, you want to play a song from their Darkly Sparkly EP, and I'm a big fan of this group, too. Tell us about
it. I am a huge fan of Tiny Horse. Well, they started out with Abby Henderson and Chris Meck, who are married, and they've been around for a few years, but they recently added Cody Wyoming and Matt Ritchie, who is also in Grizzly Hand, and Zach Phillips, who's also in The Architects, who we've all played today. They actually described themselves as the sound of a low dusty burn of old tube amps and the heartworn sound of letting go, if that's any indication. Abigail's just got this amazing, heartfelt voice that you can tell in every note that she sings. Chris has intricate guitar work, and the added boost comes from the band. And Darkly Sparkly was released earlier this year, I think, back in February.
I think they perform, what, next week out at Knuckleheads, I think. They're on a bill next week, and I know Mitch Bryan, who's one of our DVD gurus, helped produce one of Tiny Horse's videos for a song titled Ride.
Yeah, right? And that's also another very beautiful song.
Okay, this song is titled Ghost from
Ghost.
Tiny Horse.
What if I walked out past the ocean? What if I walked out past the snow, out past the tide, where the river comes in, past the stone, where past the cold? What if my voice faded like the siren, tattered and spun on the dirt and wind? Oh, bitter still became a difficult listen for your pretty ears to ever hear again.
That's the group Tiny Horse. I want to thank Michelle Bacon, editor of Deli Magazine, Kansas City, Bill Brownlee, a music critic for The Star, and Chris Agarian with Inc. Magazine. Thank you all for coming in and offering up so many great suggestions today.
Thanks for having us.
Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Is it right for the government to collect your phone records? Tomorrow on the show, we'll tackle this tough question and more with our ethics professors, and Brian McTavish is back with your weekend to-do list. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sangeeta Shastri. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.
The shades ringing round the door, and your heart a ladder, the road back home, so I can find my way if I stray.